All right, welcome back, friends. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com, continuing our show about the swine flu vaccine and how you can protect yourself from the vaccine. There are a lot of interesting things and easily accessible, affordable things that you can do to protect yourself. And by the way, these are things that you can use regardless of whether you agree or disagree with the whole swine flu vaccine agenda. Now, in the previous segment, we talked about perhaps why you might not want to be injected with the swine flu vaccine. For example, you don't want to be injected with viral fragments taken from the diseased kidneys of African green monkeys. But, you know, if you still want the vaccine, here are a few things that you can do to protect yourself. Oh, and by the way, I don't want to imply that all vaccines are made from African green monkey kidneys. Only some of them. But since they don't list the ingredients, how are we to know? I bet the drug companies don't even know. I mean, the representatives, if you call a drug company, you say, are there African green monkey viral fragments in my vaccine? They'll probably say, well, we don't even know. That happens in a lab somewhere where they don't tell us. That's probably the case. So anyway, you can use this regardless of your beliefs about vaccines. Now, you know, you must know by now that people are often harmed by vaccines. Neurological disorders are the most common side effects. Autism is one thing that tends to happen when people, when kids especially, are given vaccines. They get neurological problems that get diagnosed with names like autism. Some people are paralyzed. Some people are killed. Some people are killed within the first 48 hours after receiving a vaccine. Well, who are these people and why are they so susceptible? Why do they die? Or why are they harmed? Why are they paralyzed? I think I have some answers for you on that. These are some educated guesses. I've been studying nutrition for many, many years, writing about it, written, thousands of articles maybe by now on Natural News about nutrition and disease prevention, disease reversal, and come across some useful information along these lines. And basically, to sum it up, the people who are being harmed by the vaccines are those who are already in the most vulnerable state in terms of their immune system and their nervous system. They are nutritionally depleted. They're lacking the zinc. They're lacking the selenium. They're lacking vitamin D. They're lacking the plant-based nutrients that actually protect us from invasions, invading microorganisms, invading viral fragments, invading toxic chemicals. They protect us from those things. And so when we lack those and then we get exposed to something dangerous, like a toxic vaccine made with freaky ingredients combined with a multiplier, a chemical multiplier, it's an inflammatory agent designed to make a little bit of vaccine go a lot farther, well, a lot further, then if you combine all of that, then you're going to be hit very hard with some very dangerous side effects. Again, weakened immune system, vulnerable nervous system, plus toxic chemicals equals a very bad day. So how do you then protect yourself from the vaccine? Well, it's very simple. You boost your nervous system. You boost your defenses. You boost your intake of plant-based nutrients. And I'm going to name some. I'm going to name some nutritional supplements. But let me say right up front as a disclaimer that I have no financial stake in any of these supplements or products that I'm going to mention to you. I'm not selling these. I just recommend them and I take them myself. And I've been recommending them for many, many years. So if you choose to buy them or not, it doesn't affect me. It only helps you. And hopefully that's what this is about. Let me also mention as a disclaimer that none of these substances have been tested clinically for the swine flu virus, but then again, neither have any vaccines, at least as of this recording. They haven't been tested. I mean, maybe, yeah, they threw a few people in a room for a couple of days. They haven't done any real testing, long-term testing, like what happens 12 months later after you've been vaccinated, injected with these chemicals and viral fragments. Not every disease appears in 20 minutes. Takes a little bit of time. They haven't really done testing, not a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, long-term clinical trial by scientific standards, not even close. In any case, What are these substances? Number one, astaxanthin. Astaxanthin. I'm going to spell it for you. A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Astaxanthin. One of my favorite nervous system protectors. Astaxanthin, basically, from a nutritional perspective, using very accurate scientific language. It rocks. This is some very good stuff. It protects your nervous system. It protects your eyesight. It actually passes through the blood-brain barrier. It protects your brain, your spine, every nerve in your body can be helped by astaxanthin. You can get it online. You can get it at health food stores. The brand I recommend is called BioAstin, B-I-O-A-S-T-I-N. It's made by a company called Cyanotech out of the Big Island of Hawaii on the Kona side, the Kona Coast. They have a facility right there where they make spirulina and astaxanthin. Astaxanthin comes from a microalgae. It's actually a deep, rich, red strain of microalgae called Haematococcus. Hemato meaning, of course, blood. That's the Latin root for blood, hema. And it looks like blood when it's actually growing in the water. You look at it and you say, wow, it's like a pond full of blood. Well, no, it isn't. It's actually a pond full of Haematococcus, which is about to become astaxanthin. And if you look at the way astaxanthin is formed, it becomes very obvious why it's so powerful as an adaptive protector of your nervous system. You see, astaxanthin is formed by these bacteria when they feel that their environment is stressed. You see, when these bacteria are growing in a healthy environment, everything's green. They're just looking green. They look like spirulina. They look like other microalgae, blue-green algae. But then when the environment changes, like they start to run out of food or run out of water or the pH changes or they get too much solar radiation, they start to go into a cocoon. Well, sort of a microscopic cocoon, a one-cell cocoon. They build themselves a cell wall that will protect them from drying out and being irradiated by the sun. And this cell wall is constructed. It's actually synthesized by the bacteria through the creation of astaxanthin. They literally create it like little tiny pharmaceutical factories. They make this astaxanthin and they put it in the shell surrounding them. And then if the water dries out, they just sit there as little red dormant microalgae. They can handle all kinds of radiation. They can handle all kinds of cold and heat and pH changes. Whatever you throw at them, they can survive almost. And then one day when the rains come and they get some moisture, they open back up, they emerge from their astaxanthin shells. Well, not really shells, they're just cell walls. And they begin to live again and they reproduce. And they've protected their DNA from ultraviolet radiation during this entire time. Now think about this. This is some amazing microscopic technology. This bacteria can synthesize its own ultraviolet radiation barrier shield. It's like its own internal sunscreen. It can protect its DNA from damage, even sitting out in the sun year after year after year in a dry climate. And then when the rains come, it can burst into life once again. That's what it does. What an amazing nervous system protector. Can you imagine what this does in your own body? Did you know that the red flesh in salmon is made red by the existence of astaxanthin? You ever wonder how salmon can swim upstream mile after mile against the current, against all odds, leaping upstreams? How do they do that? How do they keep going? How do their muscles not get tired? How do they stay awake? Well, the answer is partially astaxanthin. That's why salmon that have access to astaxanthin are healthier and have much greater endurance than salmon that don't. And if you take astaxanthin, you will see some remarkable benefits as well. Now again, it hasn't been tested as a medicine against swine flu. However, it is a very potent nervous system protector, and thus it may offer some very important protections against the swine flu vaccine, which of course attacks the nervous system due to the toxic chemicals that it contains. Now, you ready for another big secret? Big nutritional secret that you're not going to hear told by anybody out there, or very few people. Astaxanthin, well, you know how vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin. In other words, it gets transported on water molecules around your body. So that's how it moves through your cells. And that's why vitamin C can be depleted very quickly from your tissues, because it sort of gets washed out very quickly by water. Well, astaxanthin is not water-soluble. Rather, it's fat-soluble. It's a very complex molecule, and it happens to be fat-soluble, which also explains how it embeds itself in the muscle tissue and the fat tissues of salmon, because it's fat-soluble. Well, if something's fat-soluble, how do you get it transported around your body so that it embeds itself in your tissues and offers protection to your cells and your organs and your systems, such as the nervous system? How do you do that? Would you like to know? That's a very simple answer. When you take astaxanthin, take fish oils at the same time, or other oils, omega-3 fatty acids. If you're a vegan or a vegetarian, take flaxseed oil, or take olive oil, or coconut oil, or chia seed oil, or sacha inchi oil, which is a seed from South America. I mean, any kind of omega-3 fatty acid will do the trick. It could be fish oils, it could be green lip mussel oil from New Zealand. All you got to do is get this oil together with the astaxanthin in your stomach at the same time, and then your body will do the rest. Your body will break down the capsule walls and unleash the astaxanthin, unleash the fish oils, and then they will begin to combine in your stomach. And then they will pass through your small intestine. They will begin to be absorbed by your body. And they will be circulated to your nervous system. They will pass through, at least the astaxanthin part, will pass through the blood-brain barrier, and it will begin to protect your brain, protect your eyes. It will help protect your wrists from carpal tunnel syndrome. It will help protect your joints from arthritis symptoms. It will help to protect you, potentially, and very likely, against the chemical onslaught of a swine flu vaccine. So that's tip number one. Astaxanthin plus fish oils, or green lip mussel oil, is actually my favorite source of marine omega-3 oils. Very high potency, good stuff. Now, what else can you do? Some of these vaccines might contain a preservative called thimerosal. Thimerosal contains methyl mercury. Ooh, how fun. Mercury? We get to play with mercury? Really? Watch it roll around on the porch? Liquid metal. Liquid metal that's also highly toxic. Highly toxic to your human immune system and your nervous system, especially the nervous system. Mercury makes you mad. That's where that phrase comes from, mad as a hatter, because the felt hats used to be made using mercury. The hat makers would use mercury and they would go mad. Sometimes I think some of our national leaders have had a little bit of mercury poisoning, but I guess that's another show. Mercury, methyl mercury, is the worst kind because it's highly bioavailable. It gets into your tissues and it doesn't want to leave. And so some of these vaccines contain methyl mercury. No wonder people go into comas. No wonder they get paralyzed. No wonder they become autistic, even when they weren't beforehand. Oh, methyl mercury injected in your blood. See what happens, you human guinea pigs. That's what the drug companies are saying to themselves. Human guinea pigs. Amazing. People actually line up for this stuff. They volunteer. Well, how do you protect yourself from methyl mercury? A couple of really powerful things that you can do. One is to take high-dose vitamin C at least 24 hours before your swine flu vaccine injection, if you choose to get one, and then also immediately before, and also then 24 hours after. So get some good vitamin C into your body. By high dose, I mean, well, I can't prescribe vitamin C, but high doses are generally considered to be in the 4,000 to 6,000 milligram range. And it's always better to use natural sources of vitamin C, such as from natural vitamin C-producing plants like Camu Camu from South America. Rose hips. A company called North American Herb and Spice has a product called Purely C. Purely-C, the letter C. That's on an all-natural source of vitamin C. That's a good company. I recommend them too. Now, another thing that you can do is realize that Cilantro is a very powerful herb. And it tastes great too, especially in Mexican food. You know, you get a nice bean burrito and throw some cilantro on top with some raw tomato salsa. Ooh, amazing stuff. Well, it turns out that the cilantro, I'm starting to drool, by the way. I'm going to have to stop the show and grab a burrito here. It turns out that the cilantro binds with mercury and helps to carry it out of your body. So wouldn't it be cool to eat a lot of cilantro or even drink some juice, some fresh juice made with a juicer, and you stuff some cilantro in that juicer, and you drink some fresh juice that contains some cilantro before your injection? So if there is methylmercury in that vaccine, and not all vaccines have it, but some do and some don't, and they probably won't tell you. If you do take the vaccine shot, then at least you have some cilantro working through your system that will help remove the methylmercury. Now, there's another thing you can use to help bind with mercury and carry it out of your body. That's the secret here. You want to get it out of your body. Well, I mean, ideally, you don't even want to put it in your body. But again, this is a scenario where you're getting the injection for whatever reason, and you got to get it out of your body. The other thing you can take is called chlorella, open cell wall chlorella. It's a microalgae, much like astaxanthin, except it's green and it has a very different structure than astaxanthin, very different purpose. It binds with methylmercury and carries it out of your body. Pretty handy stuff, especially if you're going to the dentist and getting your mercury fillings removed. You want to use all of these strategies there, too. Removing your mercury fillings, getting a swine flu shot, chewing on a mercury thermometer, any of these things. If you do these things, you want to get chlorella and cilantro and vitamin C into your body as quickly and as rapidly as possible. And then you want to chase it with a decent amount of water so that you stay hydrated. Hydration allows your cells to move waste products out of the way, out of your body. So you urinate them out, or you get rid of them the other way, or you sweat them out, or you exhale them. Stay hydrated and you will eliminate these toxins as quickly as possible. Now, if you do these things, oh, by the way, source for chlorella, you want a source? Go to my favorite online retailer for nutritional supplements called vitacost.com. And again, these are not my companies. I don't get paid to talk about these companies, just giving you some good recommended sources. Vitacost, VITACOST.com. They have a good brand called NSI of open cell wall chlorella. It's probably the best bang for the buck that you can find out there. Anyway, you can also get chlorella at your local health food store, and please do support your local health food stores, because if you don't support them, they will go away and then you won't have local supplies for the things that you need. Hey, speaking of Vitacost, by the way, they have another tincture product there called Lomatium. Lomatium, L-O-M-A-T-I-U-M. This is a very powerful antiviral tincture, and I think it's only $7 or $8 for a 1 ounce vial liquid. It's an extract of a very powerful medicinal herb that was used by the Native American Indians to help protect them against influenza. And it just happens to be the perfect tincture to deal with viral infections that cause upper respiratory bacterial infections, which is exactly what swine flu does. That's what bird flu did. That's what SARS did. That's how it kills you, by the way. It's not the viral infection just by itself. It's the fact that the viral infection causes your body to overcompensate with an immune system response that fills your lungs with fluid and then allows bacterial pneumonia to take over and kill you from the pneumonia. That's how most people die when they die from swine flu. So this amazing herb, Lomatium, you got to Google that. Check it out. See what it can do for you. Have some on hand. So if you have some of the stuff on hand, you've got chlorella, you've got your vitamin C, you've got your Lomatium, you've got your cilantro and your Mexican bean burrito, you are much better prepared than 99.99% of all the rest of the people in the world who are doing nothing except standing in line to get their vaccine shot and see what happens. Could you be any more ignorant than that? I mean, come on. Do nothing except get jabbed with a needle and let them inject you with viral fragments. That's not a strategy for empowered health. That's a strategy for surrendering your health, giving up to the big pharmaceutical machine, turning over your life, putting it in the hands of people who don't care about you one bit. All they want to do is make money off of you. To them, you're worth the $20 that the vaccine shot cost you. And that's it. You're not worth anything more. To them, they go off a profit and loss sheet. Their profit and loss sheet does not include human happiness or longevity or compassion for fellow human beings or the value of a human life or the value of a child, a baby, an infant, a teenager, a senior citizen. Those aren't on the balance sheets. It's only dollars and cents. And you represent value to them only when you agree to get vaccinated. Only when you agree to their chemotherapy, to their diabetes drugs, to their psychiatric medications. When you agree to those things, then you have value to them. But as a human being, with a spirit, with a mind, with a free will, with love in your heart for fellow human beings, those things have no value whatsoever to the pharmaceutical companies. And don't be fooled for even a minute by someone who tries to tell you otherwise. And if you want to verify this, just go download the balance sheets, the profit and loss statements from these public corporations. You won't find human compassion on the sheets anywhere. You won't find a spreadsheet that says we value lives. It says we value dollars, and you translate into dollars, and that's it. So if you want to take charge of your own health, well, you have to value your own life more than they do. You have to value your own life more than they do. That's not difficult because they don't value it at all. If you value your own life, then it makes sense to protect it. Protect your life. Protect your life using the simple nutritional strategies that we have talked about right here. And there are many more available. Many more, for example, for the 30 days leading up to your vaccine shot, should you for some reason choose to get one, you could drink a lot of vegetable juices made with fresh organic produce and a juicer right in your own kitchen. The juicer I recommend is called Breville. Breville, or Breville, depending on how you pronounce it. You can find those for sale on the web or Amazon.com or wherever. Get yourself some fresh organic vegetables and fruits, sweeten it up with a carrot or an apple, but throw in the kale, the celery, the cucumbers, the cruciferous vegetables, juice that up into a nice frothy liquid, and then chug that down every single day. Just a little bit. You don't even need a huge glass. Just a couple of ounces a day will prepare your body with Mother Nature's medicine. The medicine that can help protect you from whatever's coming, whether it's a swine flu, whether it's influenza, whether it's a vaccine, whether it's a seasonal flu, whether it's a bacterial infection or just a high-stress job that depletes your body of nutrients. Whatever it is, Mother Nature's medicine can help replenish it and keep you in a state of outstanding human health. Outstanding. I mean, you have a choice. That's the one thing that's wonderful about our world, is that you still have a choice, at least for the time being, unless they make the vaccines mandatory. If they round everybody up and force you at gunpoint to take a vaccine, well then you'll be extra happy that you listen to this, because you will need these protections. But if that doesn't happen, you have a choice. So you can choose the path that you wish. You can choose a path of trusting your God-given human body and its immune system and its highly complex, amazing nanotechnology. You can trust in yourself, trust in nature, trust in where you came from. Or you can betray who you are and surrender to the pharmaceutical companies and their chemicals and their profits and their propaganda and their lies and disinformation and their desire to turn you into nothing more than a $20 bill. You have a choice. And you make that choice every single day. You make that choice. When you decide against using a pharmaceutical, when you decide in favor of using herbal medicine or nutritional medicine or sunshine or stress reduction, meditation, massage therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, when you do all of these things, you make a choice to believe in yourself, to believe in who you are, to have a better and brighter and more vibrant future where you are in control of your health. And that's the choice that I encourage you to make. And don't listen to the scare stories of the pharmaceutical industry. They want to scare you into the shot. They want to say, oh, you're going to die. You're going to die unless you get injected. You're going to die unless you give us $20. You're going to die unless you surrender to our authority. That's what they say. Scare you with that tactic. Don't fall for that. Come on, this is classic Big Brother stuff. Read the novel 1984 by George Orwell. He had it all figured out decades ago. It's all doublespeak. Today is just like right out of the novel. It's not difficult to figure out. Just pay attention. Use your own human brain. Use your own decision process. You know right now. You already intuitively know. You know what's best for you. You know that nutrition is better than toxic chemicals being injected under your skin. You know that. It's obvious. Now, there may be exceptions for a few people. If you're working in a level 4 biohazard facility for the U.S. military and you're exposed to, let's say, Ebola, then yeah, maybe you should get a vaccine for that, because that stuff kills in hours, maybe minutes. But that stuff doesn't survive in the wild because it kills the host too quickly. It cannot be carried by people, so it can't spread. That kind of stuff is never a danger to the population at large because it cannot be propagated. It kills people too quickly. So you don't have to worry about that unless, again, you're working for the U.S. military in a level 4 biohazard lab. If you're not doing that, then really what you need to do is put your faith in your body and in Mother Nature. And that's where you're going to find the answers that you are looking for. So that's the message I wanted to get across here. Number one, to summarize, don't believe in the whole vaccination false philosophy, which tries to make you believe that you are born defective, born deficient in pharmaceuticals that just happen to be patented by the big drug companies, and that there's no other option for you. Nothing else will help you other than their chemicals. Don't believe in that nonsense. Number two, if you, for some reason, have to get an injection, or choose to, for whatever reason, there are things that you can do to protect yourself. You can also help protect your children. If they need a vaccine shot, or if you want them to get a vaccine shot, you can help protect them too. Just simply give them the nutrients that we talked about. Now, do all of this, by the way. Here's my big disclaimer for this show. Do all of this only under the supervision of a qualified medical professional, preferably a naturopath who works in your area. Do not self-diagnose diseases, and do not make the mistake of thinking that I'm a doctor. I would never try to de-educate myself by going to medical school. I'm not a doctor, and I don't pretend to be one. Instead, I'm informed. Informed about nutrition. Doctors graduate from medical school with roughly 3 hours, 3 physical clock hours of learning about nutrition. I've been studying it for more than 5,000 hours. And what I shared with you here tonight are some of the best strategies for protecting yourself against not only influenza itself, but also potentially swine flu vaccines. So do your research. Keep learning, folks. Don't just take my word for it. Go out on the web and search for yourself. Find out the truth that you believe in. Follow your heart, follow your faith in yourself and your amazing human technology called the human immune system. Do what's right for you, not what's right for the drug companies and the FDA and big government that wants to control your health future. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting from naturalnews.com. Take care.